Let's talk about domestic violence in Orange County. I think it's something that flies under the radar for many people. I don't think that our community is in any way exempt from this problem. What do you see? What do your officers see? What kind of calls do you respond to?
Our deputies responded in 2014 to 1,058 domestic violence calls. So far this year, we responded to 305. 196 domestic violence protective orders were filed last year. So far this year, we've issued 47 domestic violence protective orders.
Tell me your thoughts on the need for an emergency shelter for victims of domestic violence in Orange County. What do you see that need being?
The need is critical. We have a domestic violence task force that has been meeting for some time now, and that is one of the issues that comes up. We have victims that seek shelter for one of many reasons, and sometimes they have children that also are displaced. It is unconscionable that Orange County does not have a shelter for our victims. We do have, and we depend on, the Compass Center. However, their abilities are limited. Their scope is limited as to what they can provide. We work closely with Rape Crisis as well. Again, their services are extremely limited as to what they can do. We find that more often than not, the victims that we have in Orange County have to be housed out of county. Again, we're way too progressive a county to say we don't have this service to provide or we can't house you. The folks that are kept in other service-providing areas in other counties, those counties, those homes actually get credit by funding dollars for the victims that we send to them. And again, I just think that the services that this county is able to provide, we're just way too progressive not to be at that point.
What kind of political will do you think it's going to take to make that happen?
You know, funding is always the big thing that comes up. First off, there's got to be recognition that there's a problem. And I'm telling you, there is a problem. We have a domestic violence issue that is prevalent in Orange County. We have families that are displaced. So the first test is there. We have a problem. The second test is to motivate people. And I don't know how you motivate someone that's not involved other than sitting on their doorstep and telling them, I need your help. I need your dollars. And unless I get your dollars, we can't provide this service. So there's got to be a championing of the cause. People have to decide they're not going to accept status quo any longer, and they're going to be motivated to go out and try to raise the dollars. Now, once those dollars are raised, there are recurring costs for these kind of homes. If we build this home and it's considered to be a county home, of course, county government has to figure out how to fund it. If it's done at the city level or if it's done on a volunteer or nonprofit level, then the nonprofit or city has to decide how they're going to fund it. So it's not just a matter of saying, okay, let's build it and hope that we provide the service. The service has to be carried out, and that's a challenge. Mm-hmm.